The patient's medications at home include lisinopril, 40 milligram a day, amlodipine, 10 milligram a day, hydrochlorothiazide once a day, ibuprofen 800 milligram twice a day, flufenafen 2.5 milligram twice a day, allergies unknown. The patient states he has he finished high school and did some college. He states he worked as a assistant manager for Transtar, which had some air conditioning equipment, for several years. His last job, he states he's currently working at nighttime. At a residential facility for psychiatric patients, and he works at night just observing them. He's doing that job for past 3 months. He states he cannot sleep when he's at the job. He's married, he has one child, 13-year-old. He smokes half a pack of cigarettes a day for many years, for 30 years. He used to drink heavy, but quit in January of 2023. And he states he got rid of heroin about 6 years ago. He states schizophrenia runs in the family. His one brother does have history of schizophrenia. Past medical history does include history of high blood pressure, high cholesterol, physical exam. Reveals Thor Joseph Davis to be 43-year-old, obese, chronically ill-appearing white male who is awake, alert, oriented, and no acute distress. He is not using any assistive device for ambulation. He is able to get on and off the examination table without difficulty. He is able to dress and undress for the physical exam with some difficulty. He is not able to take out his socks or bandage his foot again, where he had the surgery done for multiple plantar warts by laser, and needs assistance of his wife. He states he can drive. His height is 6'1", weight is 373 pounds, blood pressure 158/100, pulse 97 per minute, pulse oximetry 97%, temperature 96.9, BMI 49, he's right-handed. His right eye vision is 20/25, left eye 20/25, both eyes 20/25. He doesn't have hearing aid. He doesn't have contacts. Head is normal, cephalic, pupils equivalent, reacting to light, neck is supple, no lymphadenopathy, no carotid bruit, thyroid not palpable, chest good, inspiratory, expiratory breath sounds, heart is sort of still regular, no gallop, no murmur, abdomen soft, non-tender, no organomegaly, extremities, no phlebitis, no edema. Neurologic exam, cranial nerves 2 through 12 are intact. Overall, except for problem with the shoulders, where he does experience some pain with range of motion, and the left knee, motor system, sensory system and reflexes are normal. He has severe onchomycosis of toenails. He's got dry feet. He has signs of chronic venous insufficiency, both lower legs. His right leg was bandaged, and his wife helped him open the bandage and put back the bandage. It shows where laser treatment was done for multiple warts on the undersurface of his foot with some open wounds. His peripheral pulses are palpable. Finger nose testing is normal. Alternate pronation and supination of hands is normal. There's no nystagmus. The patient cannot hop, squat, or tandem walk. He can pick up a pencil with some effort and button his clothes. The patient has no contractures of his hands. There's no deformities of his hands. He's able to make a fully closed fist. He can oppose the fingers. He has the ability to pinch, grasp, and manipulate small and large objects. No record for sent per TRC for review, or record sent per TRC, sorry, record sent per TRC for review. Reveal some records of Baylor Scott and White, where patient was seen for left shoulder rotator cuff tear, and surgery was done for repair of rotator cuff in November of 21. The records also reveal patient has history of bipolar type 1 disorder, gastroesophageal reflux disease, opiate abuse episodic, sleep apnea, the patient takes Prolixin tablets 2.5 milligram, one tablet twice a day as needed. The patient does have diagnosis of COPD following his long history of smoking. The patient has painful range of motion of both shoulders. The patient's problems are history of schizophrenia, history of bipolar type 1 disorder, history of opiate use, history of heroin use, successfully treated, no heroin use in past 6 years, history of continued tobacco use, and has COPD, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, gastroesophageal reflux, status post rotator cuff surgery, right shoulder, status post arthroscopic surgery, left knee, history of multiple plantar warts that were treated by laser recently, and his foot is bandaged.